three local cooperatives who are going to run one of the workshops as well. So, and we wanted to have 5 minutes from each of those co-ops to introduce the stuff they're doing. So what I'd like to do is ask those people, I don't quite know which individuals it is that are going to come up, but to ask those three individuals to come up together, and so we can really focus on getting through that sort of fairly briefly. I've kind of really enjoyed the detail of Rory and Peter's presentations, and I think that was really good to have. And I'm, I hope we're not going to be short, but I'd like to ask
No, that's fine,
because
I need to be somewhere else. I'm not actually running a workshop.
Okay, that's fine, yeah.
But there is a workshop on
co-op. Thank you.
Shall I just say something briefly about co-ops? What were you going to say?
About regathering.
Right. Yeah. Okay, I'm Jean Tinsley from Sheffield Renewables. If you want to know more about us, I'll try and be very, very brief because I know we're a long way behind. We've got our boards out there and there are some little booklets. We were formed by a group of volunteers back in 2007, and I took very much something that Rory said about when people get together, ideas happen. And that was how it started. We started as a volunteer organisation. We then became an industrial and provident society, and we were greatly helped by Cooperatives UK, Cooperatives Yorkshire and Humber to get ourselves into an industrial and provident society. That means that we can issue community shares that Rory mentioned. And community shares are very different from ordinary shares in that you can't trade them anywhere. You invest in Sheffield Renewables, you get your share certificate. After 3 years, you get the chance to get a very small dividend. So they're like social shares in a way. You don't buy shares to make lots of money. You buy to invest in a local organisation that's going to produce renewable green energy. And so after 3 years, you get a very small amount of interest and the chance to get your money back. So that's the only way you can get your money back. You can't sell your shares on to anybody else. Our aims are to develop, fund and own green energy in Sheffield. We've got two projects at the moment, two hydropower projects on the River Don. One is, well, they've both got planning permission. One is almost ready. It's taken a lot longer to get all the permissions that we needed about how much water you can take out of the river, even though you're putting it straight back in. All those kinds of things. We got some of our first funding from Sheffield First Partnership as part of the area-based grant. We've had funding from Key Fund Yorkshire that Rory mentioned, from CO2 cents, from cooperative community shares and the Cooperative Enterprise Hub. South Yorkshire Community Foundation, some LEAF money from DEC. So we've been able to get our funding from lots of different ways. We have had an initial share offer that just went out to people that we know, and we raised £67,000 through that. We're having to have our main share offer to raise the capital to build our first hydro scheme on the River Don at Jordan Dam, and we're hoping that will go in September. Up till now, we've been able to employ about five part-time people, never all at the same time. We've only ever had the funding to employ part-time people. We had two at one time. At the moment we've got two very part-time people. And that's about it really. If you want to know any more, the information is outside. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, thanks. I'm Heather Hunt and part of Hazelhurst, the Community Supported Agriculture Co-op. And we started in 2009, coming from Healy Mearsbrook Transition Movement, challenged by climate change and peak oil. And we're at the beginning, a small adventure, addressing the challenge of industrial agriculture, which creates a few people a lot more wealth and generates greenhouse gas emissions. So in 2010 we formally constituted ourselves as an industrial provident society and a bona fide co-op, and we have a membership, and the management committee is voted on at the annual general meeting. We are now on a site in the Moss Valley, 3 miles from the centre of Sheffield. Just how many people have actually been to the Hazelhurst site?
Well,
Yeah, about a third of this room. And so people there will know that it's really a very beautiful place. A south-facing slope overlooking the woods in the Moss Valley. We have now got funding from, we had co-op startup funds, and we have had two community share offers, a pioneer share offer and then a major share offer, and have now employed a part-time grower from February and extended the contract now for a year. We are leasing a site, it's a 2-acre site, within a larger complex, which is a very exciting 12-acre complex, which is owned by Quaker Hugh Evans, registered with the Soil Association, and there are several organic growing systems within this 12-acre complex. So there's we are just one within that complex. And just a little picture there on Wednesday, at the top of this field, looking down on this 9 acres, and there were 11 people working on that field. There were 4 people who were gaining a livelihood, might be a part-time livelihood, and the rest were volunteers. The 2 polytunnels, full, another smaller polytunnel, we were planting out cauliflowers that had been grown in the polytunnel. In the neighbouring fields, I know the 5 farmers who are all struggling economically currently, small-time farmers, there were 2 contracted silage cutters at work. So, as we know, organic agriculture can provide jobs and good jobs, as well as connecting people to the land, whereas currently conventional agriculture is losing jobs at a big rate. So it's just painting a picture of both creating jobs, providing some contact for people with where their food comes from. And the other thing, it's about organic farming can absorb carbon, whereas conventional farming creates it. Via Campesina, that Oliver mentioned, we met in Copenhagen at the Climate Talks, fantastic organisation, and they have a manifesto called Sustainable Farming Can Cool the Planet. And they reckon that an acre of land farmed organically can absorb between 1 and 2.5 tons of carbon. Also that 5 acres farmed organically can support one livelihood. So we're a tiny adventure within a possible bigger picture. And I did a few sums this morning from a zero carbon Britain, how we can reduce our carbon emissions to zero by 2030. And they have a major shift in land use. So much more arable, a much more woodland rotational coppice for biomass. And I did a sum that we would, if we did convert to organic arable, we could save 50 million tonnes of carbon a year and create 1 million jobs, which I think is slightly exceptional. But anyway, as you can see, we're needing to scale up. We're a tiny adventure. So a few little bits and pieces. We're just, the CSA's, Community Support Agriculture, nationally are a lot bigger. The Soil Association's done a report that currently CSAs are feeding 12,500 people in England, and there are 500 members. In France, it's much bigger, and I'm interested, there's a food culture in France that may well support it. Japan, the CSAs feed over 1 million people, and I think it's Japan where the CSAs started. So that's part of how we can think about scaling up. We have challenges within this economic system. Supermarkets are one of our biggest challenges, with their ridiculously cheap food and exploited labour, etc. There are big opportunities here. There are opportunities to engage with Hazelhurst as volunteers. It's volunteer day tomorrow and every Wednesday and Thursday. Opportunities for ethical investment and opportunities to be engaged in the management committee. But also opportunities for scaling up in Sheffield. And here are some questions, I think, for the workshop. There is a food plan, Sheffield Food Plan, which is driven by health, and at the moment it does not address providing local organic food, and it's not yet really addressing food poverty. And this is an issue for us as a co-op too, how we can provide food for people on low income and engage people on low income. But anyway, a challenge around Sheffield's food plan. And there's a small group of us at the moment involved with that, working towards a food conference, which we're thinking about a food economy for Sheffield. So if people are interested in that, that would be great. Another question we have is around the ethical investment for food growing locally. And then the other question is thinking about the ethics for economy for the 99% and the permaculture ethics, which I'm sure we're familiar with. I just think may well be a sort of underpinning, which is about people care, earth care and fair shares. So that thinking about all the kind of economy might well relate to that kind of ethic. Okay, so I hope we it's going to address some of those questions.
Hi, good morning. My name's Gareth Roberts. I'm one of the founding members of a cooperative called Regather. We're based on Club Garden Road in Sharrow. There's an old listed building, a little Messer's building on the right-hand side at the end of Club Garden Road. You may remember it as Mr. Frosty's fridge repair. But it's now Regather. So what are we? We're a cooperative of self-employed people. We've set up in order to create a cooperative alternative to sole trading. So as sole traders, typically you carry individual risk, liability for your business activities. There's no limited liability protection between you and your business activities. And what we've developed is a cooperative way of addressing those issues. So we have an industrial problem society that we're all members of. And then the co-op contracts us as self-employed people to do what we want to do as self-employed traders, essentially. So it affords some legal, financial and kind of risk protection around that. How does it look to the general public? We're a shop, basically. We're a shop that sells goods and services, and what those are dependent on the people that come to the co-op to trade. So as well as a shop, we've got an office, dance studio, an equipment store, a basic wood and metal workshop in the making. We've got a commercial standard kitchen for food related activities. We've also got agreements with the local authority around a green space that we're going to be working on next to the building. So essentially what we're trying to form, we're very much at the forefront of I think what Rory was talking about in terms of like redefining that base activity and trying to like create the actual sort of genuine alternatives to how things are being done. And if Sheffield Renewables is about energy and Hazelhurst is about food, we're about enterprise, entrepreneurship and a more resilient local economy at a sort of a base level in terms of people coming up with ideas, realising them and genuinely creating those alternatives on a sort of working, sustainable basis.
What are you called?
Regather. Regather. Yeah.
You mentioned an equipment store. What
are
you thinking there?
Well, a number of our traders are involved in the local sort of community and voluntary events activity. So myself, Barney, Tim, and a few of the other people involved. Yeah, we run Peace in the Park, amongst other things, with other organisations around the city. We've put in a lot of time with other events like the Sheffield Green Fair, the outdoor theatre at the Botanical Gardens. We've run that for the past few years. The food conference a couple of years ago in conjunction with the Campaign Against Climate Change. So we carry marquees, electrical distribution equipment. We've basically got, in that particular part of the co-op, what you need to feed and provide shelter for a group of people that are working, an event, so provide the basic welfare facilities, that kind of thing. But so essentially, we've created resources. We've got a van, we've got a kitchen, fully spec'd catering kitchen. We can started up a fruit and veg box scheme out of that. We do a lot of added value processing, so we take fruit and veg from places like Wortley Hall, Healy City Farm and other growers and producers, and we'll do stuff to that produce to add value to it to then enable them to sell it on So we're kind of like creating linkages in a supply chain in that case. But we work around food, events, basic sort of local transportation. We've got like property maintenance people, so they're doing like basic DIY, graphic design, photography, media. So we're working like communications, but essentially like the capacity of what we do is really only limited by the people who get involved.
Open or going for?
Because
I've never heard of you before.
We're very quiet about what we do on purpose currently, because growth is going to be our worst enemy, I think. We need to be ready to scale up what we do. And so we've been going since April 2010, three founder members, and now we're sort of a group of about 10 members actively involved, with sort of on the books about 20 traders. And so there's a subscription model that underpins the business. So people pay a monthly subscription, and then we take a commission of the turnover of the individual trading activity. So, and then a community share issue in the future. Rory referred to that. So we'll be doing our initial share offer later this year, where we're going to consolidate some of the debt that we've taken on to start the whole thing up, and then move into a major share offer in the future once the business model's finalised. But I don't know. Probably not much time for anything else.
Thank you, Gareth.
I think the simplest way to sort out who goes.